pissing. I was pissing, you guys. I was pissing. And I'm like, I want to start a show. I want to be in a show. I need to be in the show. I want to be in the show. A show about me. And I was like, how am I going to do a show? It's like, freeze. How are you going to record yourself and do a show? Like what's the quickest way to do a show? No, you can do a podcast. You can do a podcast. Everyone has YouTube channels. And I wasn't too into TikTok. I'm still not now. I don't know how to use it. I was like, I want to do a podcast. I'm going to start a podcast. And the following week was Thanksgiving break. So, hello. Welcome to A Fan to a Fan, episode 70. The safe place where I'm allowed to speak openly about my criticisms of people and society. I'm your host, Frenice Coupe, and I hope you remember that name until your dying days. Let's get into it. She's homeless. As he sit there thinking for money. La-dee-la-la-da. I don't know why this song is stuck in my head. What is up, guys? Welcome to A Fan to a Fan. I am so happy again. I'm trying to get up to my 200 episodes, so I'm not going to be putting out bullshit content, but I want to put out enough content to get to where I want to get to, again, in life. So yeah, that's what we doing, and we still drinking on the same drink. Not to say I didn't refill it. I did refill it. We got the cheap-ass cognac and some Pepsi. And you know why I got Pepsi? I usually get Diet Pepsi. First of all, I don't like pop. I only get, like, a dark pop to mix with my liquor, but I get Diet because the dark liquor is sweet enough, so I didn't want to add it on there. So that's why I just got the Diet Pepsi instead of the regular Pepsi. So I go into the corner store and I get two Diet Pepsis because it's 2 for $4 for a 2 liter. And they're like, oh, no, that's for regular Pepsi. Bitch, since when wasn't Pepsi and Diet Pepsi sister company? Sisters, brothers, siblings. Like, it's the same shit. But they, I'm guessing they want to get rid of their Pepsi. It must be some type of contamination in it. Because I'm saying, since when was it just Pepsi's on sale? Like, that's so weird. So, of course, for the deal, we had to do it for the deal and do it for the brokenness. We just got two regular Pepsis, which, I don't know. I mean, a lot of black folks like them a nice cold Pepsi, but that sweetness is it. It's going to make me sick in the morning. Also, I'm trying to get to the beach tonight, so I'm trying to push out and edit this episode by tonight. But it shouldn't take too long. Hopefully, I'm aiming for 40 minutes with this. But anyway, because, you know, it's kind of straight to the point. And everything is straight to the point, and it ends up being over now. Let me stop. Let me not put it out there. Let me just quickly explain. So, guys, so I know this. You see the title if you can read. If not, get your braille. I'm probably gonna be canceled for that. But this is a follow up to an episode that I made over 2 years ago. An episode that I made over 2 years ago. It was episode 7, and the name of it was The Fake Bisexual. And since then, I've had people in the community, the queer community, come up to me and or tell me that they took an issue or offense to it. And I'm like, too bad. Like, who cares? I'm like, that's your problem. I said, the shoe must fit. Bitch, wear it. That's what I say about most of the episodes. But since then, since I was a 21-year-old gal back in Champaign, I can admit that, not to say, I'm not going to say that, my ideas and views have evolved since then. Just because I've been exposed to more of the world, more of the country, as a 24-year-old woman. Oh, the cognac must be catching up to me. But anyway, as a 24-year-old woman compared to me being 21 back in the day. And also, let me tell you, I'll listen to the episode, you know, and not to say I'm like running out of topics per se, because bitch, I got shit to talk about all day, all night. I could talk about your mama for an entire episode and then go for an hour. But bitch, we running out of storage too. We running out of disk space, okay? But no, I don't run out of shit to talk about. But I decided, you know, this is not the first person that's come up to me and not come up to me, texted me and said, it's actually a funny story. This person probably won't even listen to my podcast anymore because I scared them away. The first thing you see when you look up my name, is first my LinkedIn page. So follow me on LinkedIn, motherfucker. It's Frenise Coupe. And that's it. And it's going to say I went to the University of Illinois. And I have like 760 connections. But I don't use LinkedIn. And I should. I just did it for the clout. And then the next thing you're going to see is just a bunch of my podcast shit. Maybe my YouTube. And maybe my Twitter from back in the day. It's no point on there, unfortunately, but I'm hoping to upgrade one day if I don't get this job anytime soon. But you're going to see my podcast content. And, you know, I have 70 episodes up. Well, when I upload this, this will be my 70th episode. And it's a lot of motherfucking random ass out the blue, pull the motherfucking topic out of the hat topics. And what do we naturally do as humans? We pick a topic that will naturally appeal to us. So you think maybe I can relate to this. Oh, this sounds interesting to me. This pertains to the community that I am a part of. Let me watch that one. And when it is people in the queer community, the queer community, they decide to watch the bisexual episode, obviously, because it's the only thing that I mention about sexual orientation at all in there. And they choose that one. And I come off as harsh. I do. And if you don't know me, you don't know me from a can of paint, black paint, you're going to think, this girl is biphobic and she is fucking mean. And she is bitter towards bisexuals. And she's ignorant. And, you know, I don't blame you. If you don't know me, you don't get to know me, and you watch that episode, then you're going to believe that. And that's fair. It's completely fair. So what I decided to do, as I mentioned, me having 70 episodes up, I don't always remember what I say. But I kind of have an idea of what I do say. And I decided to take the time out of my day to revisit the episode. As cringy as it is, because the audio quality was not the best as compared to now. My creativity has expanded. I've done different things, like different skits and segments. Added to here. I've learned how to edit a little bit, pay for some extra additional software to just improve that, in terms of transitions. Back then, I didn't even know how to fade out an audio clip, and now I do. So, it was a little cringy listening to that, but again, you wouldn't think that if you didn't take the time to actually listen to the other episodes besides listening to one and making a judgment on me. So like I said, I've heard the criticism and I took the time to listen, and I'm just here to rewrite. I don't know what is the phrase for that? I'm just acknowledging my upgraded beliefs and acknowledging my ignorance at the time. And, just want to explain that to you guys so you can get a better idea of who I am as a person and see and understand how I grow along with this podcast. when you get into that, like, towards the end, on like, growing and growth and whatnot, and, like, taking accountability. But I just want to revisit this episode, because I've been wanting to do this, but I feel like now is the right time, because this is the first time, like, I got canceled by somebody because of it. So I know I'm going to continue to get canceled, like, at the rate that I'm going and at the mouth that I have, baby. Baby, my mama gave me this mouth, and I'm going to use it. So this is my first cancelable offense. So we're going to get into it right now. Rewriting my wrongs for the fake bisexual. Yeah, this episode is going to be called The Fake Bisexual Part 2, Rewriting My Wrongs. Let's get into it. Because in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to the future because the past and all. Like I said, the cognac may be getting to me a little bit. Anyway, I was singing So Many Tears by Tupac. I would like to re-wrap that for you guys. Just so I can be sure of myself to get through this segment here. Because in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to the future because the past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Tell me what's the use of trying. I've been trapped since birth. Cautious because I'm cursed in fantasies of my family. In the hearse. But it's my own kind doing all the killing. I am okay. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. We're not gonna do it today. Let's save it for tomorrow, and then I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna be a new MC for you guys. So anyway, let's get into the meat and potatoes. Okay, so my first point I want to make: the episode was over 2 years ago. Okay, like, and I'm not saying, you know, that it should be excused because it was 2 years ago, but I'm just acknowledging that people change their views. Like, if a bitch wore blackface, like, let's just say 3 years ago, I'm like, you are racist, like, don't talk to me, yo. You know, so I'm not over here excusing that by any means. Let me get a specific date for you guys, so you can see how long ago that was and how much has changed since. That was June 13, 2022, at 1:27 p.m. Yeah, that was, god, that was over 2 years ago. Jesus. And I have evolved so much since then. What has happened since then? I was a senior going into college. I didn't know where I was going to live the next year. I didn't know where I was going to work after college. I was dealing with my own alcoholism. I still don't want to know. I was working a part-time job at Blaze. I was going through a medical issue with my female reproductive system that I have since got surgery to correct that. I was much more ignorant on the fact of friendships and relationships. I was really unsure. That was before my brother had passed away. So since then, I have, like, clearly, not to say I've matured, I've had a lot of different life experiences, whether relationship, familial, and just a lot of things that have shaped my mind into the person that I am today and gave me some insight. And you may think 2 years is nothing. Bitch, I'm 24. That's 1/12 of my life. I'm not really too good at percentages these days. So let's just say it's approximately 8-point-something% of my life yet lived. And those are very formative years in your life. In college, in your early 20s, all of these 20s are very important to you. You go through the ups, the downs, the what ifs, the what should I be doing. And this is just a person. I'm not even halfway through my 20s yet. I just turned 24, July 28th. So it's very formative years in your life. And I was 21 years old, and I was just going through all that, and that was before I dealt with it. And I can say that, you guys, you've seen me grow. You've seen me grow my podcast. You've seen me update some quality. You've seen me be inconsistent sometimes, and you've be most of the time. You've seen me be consistent some of the times. And you've seen me add stuff. You've seen me break into my creativity. You've seen me cry and break down and express myself and be completely vulnerable. And to label one episode about myself as like a, you know, definite, this person is a bad person, this person is an ignorant person, that's wrong. It's completely wrong. And if you want to get a good idea of me, you're not going to over one episode. I'm a multifaceted person, and you're going to find a lot more things about me. But that's not to excuse anything, once again, because the best believe is someone told me I wore blackface 2 years ago. I'm not racist. Bitch, you still are racist, okay? But no, I can see why people will still say I'm biphobic. But again, that's why I like to argue, and that's why I have another point here. Revisiting. So as I mentioned, I took the time to watch the episode of the horrible audio, horrible transitions, and I know how to work a mic now, even though I still have my ums, my hums, my dums, my dings, my dongs. I do feel like I am a much better speaker since then, and also in terms of like what I learned in terms of the software and speaking to people, and also being more comfortable and not filtering myself as much, even though I should have filtered myself a little bit for that episode. But I just had to revisit it, as cringy as it was, and I did. And like I said, if that was the first episode you were to click on, you would believe that I was biphobic or a very ignorant individual towards the community. So I made crazy ass claims. I insinuated that women can't be bisexual, that they can't explore their own sexuality. I insinuated that men can't be bisexual. What else did I say? I assume that everyone, you can either be this way or that way, to both extremes. Like, you can either just be gay or you could just be straight. And that was really based off of what I saw and what, not saying what I was exposed to, but the lack of what I saw. Again, I hate to refer to people as sample sizes, but the sample size I had was in Champaign, Illinois. And then once I got out to the city and started to hang around more of that scene, the gay scene, per se, I was able to see that people are unique in multiple ways. And it's not one way or the other. And I realize that now. And I realized you gotta watch who you dance on for these. not to make a joke right now. But guys, I was gayfish. I thought this one guy was gay at the damn bar. And then that nigga tried to pull me in to kiss him. So that's why I don't dance on anybody now. I keep my flat ass to myself. That's what I do. But no, he was being really pushy. He was grabbing me and shit. Like, dude, like, what the fuck? But yeah, people are unique in different ways, multifaceted. And obviously, you can't be attracted to genders, multiple genders. I'm just double checking my notes to make sure I hit all the dings and hit all the things, the negative things that I've said. Just a change in community / environment, being around more gay people. And then, you know, just seeing that people are this way. And then, I did not do a good job at explaining, I would say. I did not, I was really not to say, my presence in front of the mic, it was really not the best. It was really not the best at explaining. It really came off as me being bitter about certain people that have rejected me in the past just because they wanted to portray this certain personality trait that they didn't have, and at the expense of others. So that's how it came off. It came off as me being bitter, but, you know, neglecting people's actual feelings and their life experiences. And I'm not saying that people don't have the right to explore. Like, yeah, explore that shit up. Bisexual people do exist. I'm going to say that multiple times throughout the time until I end this episode. Bisexual people, they do exist. They do exist. They are here. They are alive. And sexuality is more complex than gay, straight. It's not. That was an ignorant claim to make in such a small sample size that I had. And again, it's 2 years ago, baby. ASMR. Yes. So again, with the envy, anger is kind of, something that we all have. We all have anger. We all have that. And it seems like I'm like beating around the bush or whatnot and using talking around and smooth talking. No, I can be an angry person and that fuels me. Whether it's for bad, good, or anything in between. That's something that always fueled me. Whether I was playing competitive sports, whether I was trying to academically challenge myself, whether it was me trying to get over somebody, or me trying to prove a point, it's always been something to drive me. And that, I would say, clouded my judgment. It clouded my judgment and also not, again, not doing a great job at explaining myself at that time. Also, I did not take account of all the different subsets in the community. I'm just like, man, woman not gay. I mean, I said, women not bisexual, men not bisexual. They gay or straight. That's it. Good night. That's basically what I said. And it's all rooted. It was rooted in ignorance. It was me not knowing, me not being aware, me just basing things off of what I saw. And although, like I said, I did have people to come up to me and say negative things. It was people that also said, hell yeah, Phoenix, you know what the fuck you're talking about. So of course you're gonna hear that shit. You're gonna hear that shit more than you hear those criticisms, because it kind of reaffirms your beliefs. And that's just the way I kept it. That's the way how I ignored it. But I'm saying, like, as I started to be in more of a larger city, I started to be exposed to the community more, meeting different types of people, meeting different subsets of people. Stop grouping everybody into man, woman category. And yeah, it was wrong. It was ignorant. But do I feel like that defines me? No, it does not. It does not. And I just wanted to completely clear that up in that sense. Okay. I'm just revisiting this and showing you how I evolved and how people can evolve over time. And that's pretty much it when it comes to that. And I'm not doing this to get... Wait, I want to save that to FFD. But anyway, that's the points I wanted to touch on. The claims that I had made. And even though everything is my opinion. opinion, that's right. Opinion that I made in episode 7 over 2 years ago, June 13th of 2022. I need to stop throwing shade. That's going to be the death of me. But, that's just me revisiting those claims. I do want to get into Frenice's final thoughts to kind of tie this all up in the bow for you guys, so you can just get a good idea of what I'm talking about. And then if anything in the future comes up like this, you'll know what's up. But anyway, thank you so much. Let's get into those final thoughts.
Yeah, it's definitely right now.
Oh, hey, what are you guys doing there? Oh my god, where'd you come from? Anyway. On to Frenice's final thoughts. I would again like to reiterate that the cognac is hidden. And then also, again, bisexual individuals exist. Although If you guys pay close attention, if some of you guys don't, you listen to one episode out of 70 and then you assume that's me. But anyway, I've never explicitly said what my sexual orientation was, and that's just because I leave it up to your imagination, so you can dream about me knowing that you can still possibly have a chance, maybe, if you have the pockets for it. Donate to my accounts. My IPNC, donate, Cash App, Zelle, Venmo, Apple Pay. You can do whatever you want. Just send me my money. Gosh. But anyway, that's something that I don't really feel comfortable in saying right now on what orientation I am. But bisexuals is this. I'm putting it out there, and people are allowed to explore themselves. I did explore myself. I did that. And then at one point, you may have considered me a part of that community, bisexual, because I decided to explore. And then once I did realize what I liked, what I fucked with, what I didn't fuck with, that's kind of what shaped a part of me. Not to say that it's like my driving force. Like, you could get a good sense of me, and I don't feel like it's my main identity. My sexuality is not my main identity. I really don't care that much. It's really not a big deal for me. You like, you don't. I don't like that. I don't need that. And that's the way how I saw it. Just because growing up, my sexuality was never a driving force for my personality. And I never saw it as an integral part of growing up, you know, and developing as an adult, as a woman, in this black community, in society. It's not, I don't feel like it's something that actually made me. And it may feel like that to some people, not to say because that's all they have, just because that's what they see it as. For me, what is an integral part of growing up and shaping my identity is my race. Black as hell. My gender, my socioeconomic class. And that's something that I always try to give insight on. And then the fact that people cared so much about sexual identity, I didn't understand it. I really didn't understand it. I didn't understand it. I'm like, why the fuck do you care? Like, yeah, you like this person, you like this person, whatever. Like, who cares? Why do y'all care so much? Like, who cares? But you don't realize that people come from different backgrounds where they do need that. Like, it's people that get kicked out of their crib. Their parents kick them out of their crib just because they decide to be gay or trans or bisexual or anything like that. And that really impacts someone's personality and their upbringing and their thoughts and how they process things. So I did not take that into account just because it didn't matter to me. It didn't matter to me. And not to say that I come from the most accepting environment in the world, hippies and shit, and people who aren't super religious in the Catholic world or Christian world. I'm not saying that. I just didn't really care. And I feel like my sexuality doesn't define me, but it defines some people. And you need to take that into account once you say the words that you do say. So, again, I'm sorry about that. I apologize for that. And then another part is just reactionary. When you're on, not excusing, but when you're on the PWI campus and you're looking for a certain subset group of people and you don't find them because you feel like everyone is being deceptive of a simple thing like sexuality, then it gets to you. And then from that, you have bitter anger. Sometimes it drives me. Proving people wrong, that's what drives me. Anger is what something that has always driven me. And for better or worse, it's took me high places, but it's also taken me low places, down into ground, down into hell. It has. And from there, you can only do what you can and grow as a person. And again, as a person, as a woman. This sounds like Bad Girls Club during the reunion. You know how they'd be like, as a woman, I'm coming to you and apologizing. As a woman. Like, bitch, like, what else are you coming to them as? An alien? Come on. Stop. But anyway, as a person, as I am humbly, I'm humbling myself. And I am humbly apologizing for the claims that I made and not considering others' feelings as much as I... You know, I love to ruffle some feathers. I do, but it was wrong to make those ignorant claims just because of the experience. And I make all my topics based off of my experience. And that's just something that I was not too experienced on. I'm not too experienced in the queer community. As much as I want to be, I'm not. I was not to that point that I was back in 2022. So I'm acknowledging that, and I do apologize if I have offended anyone. If I know I did offend some people. Again, bisexuals exist. Yes, they do. And my thoughts have changed. My views have changed since that episode. But at the same time, don't you hate when people give an apology with but? As I just used but. Let me not use any prepositions, and then it'll be fine. You gotta realize we're expunging the butt part, but the part I wanted to get to, as I said, but again, what this podcast is about for me and why I made it, the name. I remember one day, it was junior year first semester. I was at one of the bars on campus, one of the most popular bar on campus at U of I, and I felt like I didn't know where the fuck I was going in life. I was drinking every day. I had some sense of depression. I was partying all the time, and I did not have a passion for what I was doing. I didn't. I'm gonna be completely honest. I didn't have a passion for what I was studying. So I was waiting in the line for the bathroom at the bar, and I was just sitting down on the toilet. I ain't gonna lie, I was pissing, you guys, I was pissing. And I'm like, I want to start a show. I want to be in a show. I need to be in the show. I want to be in the show. A show about me. And I was like, how am I gonna do a show? Like, Frenice, how are you gonna record yourself and do a show? Like, what's the quick way to quickest way to do a show? I'm like, no, you can do a podcast. Everyone has YouTube channels. And I wasn't too into TikTok. I'm still not now. I don't know how to use it. I was like, I want to do a podcast. I'm gonna start a podcast. And then the following week was Thanksgiving break, so I go to we have Thanksgiving break, and then I didn't have that much money left in my account for all the drinks that I bought at the bar throughout the first semester. And I sat down, I ordered a mic, I ordered the whole set, I ordered, you know, everything that came along with it. I downloaded all of the software that I needed to on my computer. I did research on how to upload shit. I took the time to learn that. And then I was like, Frenice, why you want to do a show? You want to display? I wanted to display my personality. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to joke. I wanted to make those people laugh. Like, I made all my friends laugh and all these strangers laugh. I'm like, I want to display this. Like, I want, like, all, like, I made all my teachers laugh and strangers and friends and like everybody. And why they remember me, they're like, I remember you because of your personality and that brightness you brought to a room. And I wanted everybody to feel that way. And if I couldn't do that, if I couldn't impact change, because I didn't have a passion for my majors at the time. I didn't have a passion for econ anymore, even though it's interesting. I didn't have a passion for poli sci. I didn't want to be a politician anymore. It's fucking COVID and Trump. I didn't have a passion for it, because I lost that. I said, what can you do? What could you always do? you always knew how to make people laugh. You always knew how to brighten up people's day. And they always said it about you. And they always remember you. Not just because of the titties, but they remember you because of your personality. And that's something that I always wanted to keep. And I remember, dating back, my siblings, three other siblings at the time, we spent so much time together growing up. We would go to Gary during the summers, and we'd be at my grandma's place, and we weren't really allowed to go outside because it was really dangerous and she didn't trust us. So we would spend all summers inside, whether it was kind of watching my brother play his video games or, you know, we're doing whatever, coloring in a coloring book, drawing. We drew a lot. We did everything, and it was just us four together in there. And we would just come up with the dumbest, stupidest games, what poor kids could do locked inside of a house during the summer, during winter breaks. We would have these contests, beyond the fact that we would have contests for everything, but we would have a contest for, this is the funniest. And of course, me, always competitive. Everybody was pretty funny. In order to be a funny person, I do believe you have to come from some sort of background to kind of toughen you up a little bit and make you kind of see the bright sides of life. So that's kind of what we had. We always had, okay, who's the number one funniest? I always remember my oldest brother's laugh. He had the most, one of the most, I'm not going to say that most just because. I mean, humble him a little bit. One of the most infectious laughs. And we were, that was our form of entertainment. We always made each other laugh. And I do remember, you know, we have contests on who was the funniest. And I always strove to be number one. I was always number one. Sometimes my little brother would get ahead of me because he would do some stupid ass shit. But stupid is not funny. You gotta be carefully calculated with the jokes. And that's just something that I always had. And I always remember his laugh. I always remember all that. I always remember making other people laugh. And I always remember brightening up their day. And comedians, what they do? You know, life, it fucking sucks. It sucks ass. It sucks dick. It really does. It sucks a fat dick. But what can you do when you can't? Shit's out of your control. You can try to make it better each day and try to be positive and just try to get through it the best way that you can. Because you can live or you can't. And that's the only options that you have. I know it's cliche as it sounds. And that's kind of why I started it. I want to make an impact. And you can do that many ways, but this is something that I've always felt I had a natural ability at. And, you know, brightening people's days, making them happy, making them laugh, you know, stepping into a room and them knowing that you're there to just make their day better. And that's something that I feel like I can improve people's lives at. And I feel like a larger scale of people needed to hear that. And me being shy as I was, me censoring myself, I don't know if you noticed, but in later episodes I did start adding expletives and cursing because I felt more comfortable with myself. I just worried about what other people thought all the time. But you're not really going to get nowhere if you hold back, man. I don't know where that come from. Where that come from? I don't know where this Jamaican accent is coming from. Anyway, I'm not trying to hold back. And this is the way how I do it. And if I made a mistake, I did make a mistake in explaining that. But I say this all to let you know. I'm here for comedy. I'm here for sarcasm. I'm here for making life better. Even though you can avoid certain things in life, but you can't avoid everything. Everything's not in your control. And you can't sit there and weep over the stuff that you can't control. You can sit there and try to take action towards it. You can make every day the best way. You can make it through the world the best way that you can, even though times are looking down. Times are looking down for me, honey. I got tears in my eyes from just explaining that story, the previous story. I could sit there and do all that, but what has always pushed me through, I remember Do you remember the 21st night of September? Yeah, it's coming up on that day. And I don't want to hear that song. If I hear that song from any of y'all, I'm beating y'all asses, okay? I'm going to find y'all and I'm going to beat your ass. But I remember initially hearing when my brother passed away. While I was there, one of the police that came to the door. And then they told my dad that he had shot himself behind the garage. It was really a lot. And I, obviously, like, you're in shock. You're processing. Like, you just heard that. Like your brother died, you know? What the fuck? I just remember as shitty or as weird or like, oh, y'all need help. I remember just that laughing, talking with my siblings as something that helped me. It's something that brightened up a little bit for a couple of minutes or a couple of seconds just to come to the reality that, you know, your oldest brother, he's gone forever. But when I was with my other younger siblings and we were there just to talk, even though we were probably all in shock, we were definitely in shock. That's what we can relate on. And I know, besides the basketball aspect that we all related on, it was always, like I said, the laughing aspect and the joking aspect, because that's all we had was each other. And I can hear that infectious laugh, even though he wasn't there. Because that's something that got me through it. And I know this is probably something. You never know who you're impacting. You never know who you're impacting by your words or your actions. What'd you say? You can be changing up somebody's day just by talking or checking in on them. It really matters. It really matters. Or you could be offending them at the same time. Offend to offend. You could be doing all of that. And you don't know the power of your words. So that's why I would like to rewrite my wrongs in this fake bisexual but episode. But just know, moving forward and in general, I come off as an I don't care attitude. I don't do anything to appease anyone. I didn't record this episode just to appease the individual that cut me off. I don't do anything for anybody. I don't do anything for you. I do it for me. And I do it because I know the power that my words have had on people. The power of laughter. The power of getting someone through something they can't control. I'm all big on the uncontrollables. People focus on shit they can't control every single fucking day. But I'm here to get you through that. Whether you like me or not, it's a choice. But those who do choose to listen to me, maybe you learn something. Maybe you learn to despise me even more. Maybe you just, you know, learn something about different views, point of views and whatnot. But whatever it is, just know that. Know that I grow with this podcast. Know that I grow and know that you're going to see every single part of me from age 21 and a half. Also to right now, 24. Hopefully we go farther and we expand. I don't know, it's multiple personalities. I'm sure it's multiple Frenises out there, but hopefully I grow a team one day. And this podcast is a product of me and it reflects me. And one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take accountability and I'm going to be myself in knowing that I do stuff because I want to do it. Not because anybody else, not because I'm worried about anybody's approval. Because if I was worried about somebody's approval, honey, I would have been married by now. I would have been married right now in the house in Beverly Hills. But that's not the way how it goes. It's really not. If life went the way that I went, honey, I'd be happy. But we're not. We're doing what we can to get off of that One episode does not define me. One episode does not define me. And again, fake bisexuals exist. We have to get in that quota. I mean, sorry, bisexuals does exist. Sorry, it was a Freudian slip. I'm sick of the crack jokes, guys. I'm sick of the crack jokes, but you get the gist. You get the gist. But anyway, in conclusion, people's thoughts, views, they evolve. I admit what I said was ignorant based off of the lack of knowledge that I had. And the definition of ignorant is lack of knowledge. And that is what I had in making that initial episode. So from the 7th to the 70th episode, Frenice, this is Rewriting Your Wrongs in the Fake Bisexual Part 2. Thank you so very much for listening. Love you all. Alrighty now. All right. That is all for today's episode, folks. Thank you so very much for listening. I appreciate all the time, all the patience, all your ears. I love it. Anyway, if you haven't yet, for any questions, advice, or just a chat, my Instagram and email is open. I'll be at frenicethebeast. And if you don't know how to spell that, that would be Frenicethebeast. Or if you email frenicethebeast@gmail.com. Like, come on. Like, it's obvious. Gmail is the number one email server in America. Need advertising. Alrighty, but besides all of that shit, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your uncles, tell your cousins about me. You can find me here at Spotify, Apple, Google, or whatever your preferred choice of listening. Oh gosh, the cognac is getting to me. Anyway, besides all of that, besides telling your friends and family, besides rewriting your wrongs, but besides owning up and taking accountability for your own actions or what you said in episode 7 of your podcast, most importantly, always be prepared to offend. Have a good day, night, life, or whenever you're listening. See ya.